The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we'll begin with this one. This was from something I hadn't seen before, but they sent me, called Celebrate. And it was all about the upcoming holidays. This particular episode here is going to be a lot about Thanksgiving, because a lot of people getting going with their Thanksgiving prep at this point. So this piece is called Give All the Thanks, Easy and Creative Ways to Encourage Your Entire Family to Lean into Gratitude Every Day of the Season. And they offer some tips. One, gratefulness tree. This DIY display doubles as a fun craft for kids. To make it, grab a bare branch from your yard and place it in a vase or a planter anchored with dirt, stones, or marbles. Then cut leaf shapes from colorful cardstock paper and have each family member write something they're thankful for on a leaf. Don't stop at just one. Make adding to the tree a daily exercise and encourage guests to add to the display with their own Thanksgivings as well. And their little example one is very colorful because they used all different colors, you know, yellow, orange, green, red for their leaves. Two, notes of appreciation. Express your gratitude for friends and family members with quick notes of thanks. Write heartfelt messages or help the kids write some inside cards and mail the notes to recipients. You don't have to write much. Even a quick message about how much you appreciate them will make a big impact and remind them that they mean a lot to you and your family. Three, a conversation starter. Spark a discussion about gratitude with small cards that you read aloud at family meals. Print or write inspirational quotes and questions onto cardstock cut into rectangles. And they show an example, what makes you happy. Place the cards in sleeve-like envelopes available with card-making supplies at craft stores, numbered with the days of the month. Share each card's message and discuss as a family at a meal each day. And last, gracious giving. Extend a generous spirit beyond your holiday gathering of friends and family. In the weeks before Thanksgiving, pick a charity to contribute to, such as a food pantry or homeless shelter. Ask dinner guests to bring items to donate. Be sure to give advance notice about the project so it's not a last-minute surprise. Place a large basket for collecting donations near the front door or close to the Thanksgiving festivities. Additionally, ask everyone in your household to add at least one item to the donation basket each day of the season. And clever displays. Putting gratitude on view is a lovely way to literally count your blessings. These ideas give you and your family ways to see and appreciate each other. And there are three. One, write at least one thing you're thankful for on a small card or slip of paper and add the slips to a family gratitude jar. Watch the Thanksgivings pile up as you add more each day. Two, create a thanks garland with large letter cutouts to spell thanks and leaf shapes cut from colorful papers. Thread all onto a length of yarn or twine, hang, and write blessings on the leaves. And three, display favorite photos of beloved friends, family, pets, and others you're grateful for. Place the visual reminder of all the love in your life on the refrigerator or coffee table where you'll see it daily. And from real simple, nerding out. Very superstitious. Why so many of us can't resist knocking on wood, tossing salt, and more. Nope. Throwing salt over your shoulder when a shaker topples does not have magical powers to influence the future. But a bunch of us still do it. In fact, some estimates find that more than half of Americans are superstitious in some way. Researchers say it's a control thing, an attempt to manage the uncertainty of life. The human brain is inclined to seek out cause and effect relationships to find order in the chaos. But sometimes it gets too eager to make connections and mistakes a coincidence for a consequence. Superstitious beliefs are then passed down in families and cultures, taking root in our psyches. Suddenly, black cats are getting the cold shoulder. Read on to learn about a few suggestions that a few superstitions that persist today. No judgments if you're a believer. Or if, like a lot of us, you figure it can't hurt to avoid walking under that ladder. First one is spilling salt. In Leonardo da Vinci's 15th century painting, The Last Supper, an overturned salt cellar lies on the table by Judas, who presumably knocked it over with his elbow. This little detail is said to have inspired the idea, in Western culture at least, that spilling salt brings misfortune. The antidote of tossing salt over your left shoulder? It's supposed to blind the devil who may be sitting there. Sorry, not sorry, devil. Next, putting a purse on the ground. A purse on the floor is money out the door, the adage goes, and this belief is present in many cultures, including African American, Asian, and Hispanic. The act is seen as a sign of disrespect and carelessness toward money that could lead to your financial ruin. Knocking on wood. Ever rap your knuckles on a table to avoid jinxing yourself? This practice has been traced to ancient pagan cultures like the Celts, who believe gods lived in trees. Knocking on trunks may have been a way back then to request protection from the spirits. And leaving a hat on a bed. With ties to Jewish culture, cowboy folklore, and more, this superstition holds that placing a hat on a bed could bring bad luck and even death. It may stem from the belief that evil spirits lived in our hair. Historians say static electricity used to really spook people. There's also some evidence that it originated from a fear of spreading lice, which, well, is totally reasonable. We're definitely pro-superstitions that keep us safe and sound. From Real Simple, drinking with Jenna, the food editor at Real Simple, feast-worthy wines for your Thanksgiving. This issue has a lot of ideas for making Thanksgiving less stressful, and one of the easiest ways is to not overthink the wine. I spoke with three professionals with deep knowledge and experience: Ray Isle, executive wine editor at our sister brand Food and Wine, and author of The World in a Wine Glass, so I'll spell his last name, Isle. Katja Scharnagel, beverage director at the acclaimed restaurant Kalamon in New York City, and Cha McCoy, a certified sommelier, and the founder of the Communion Wine and Spirits, a shop and event space in Syracuse, New York. They all said, in essence, that we can chill about the vino. Whether you're hosting or bringing a bottle to the festivities, here are their gulpable tips. First, forget pairings. Ignore the food and think about the people. That's Isle's philosophy when choosing wine for Thanksgiving. Instead of expending brain power on figuring out which grape goes best with macaroni and cheese and stuffing and cranberry sauce, consider your guests. If you're doing the feast with your tattooed, pierced nieces and nephews, that asks for different wine than a formal holiday where your grandfather is wearing a coat and tie and saying grace at the head of the table, Isle says. Seek out something unusual for adventurous guests, like an orange or natural wine, and something classic for more traditional guests, like a Sonoma Chardonnay. Short version, pick wines your audience will like. And don't worry if it goes with turkey, because turkey goes with everything, Isle says. Next, start with some bubbles. It's always fun to see where experts agree and where they don't. Everyone said the same thing when I asked what to serve as a welcome drink: a sparkler. Not only are fizzy wines festive, they also open up the palate for the feast, Scharnagel says. And that doesn't have to mean champagne. For value, look to Cremants from France or Sekts from Germany or Austria, she advises. And it's never a mistake to offer Prosecco or Cava. Choose a bright, dry white. If you're serving appetizers, like a cheese board, feel free to just stick with the bubbly, Scharnagel says, or try a dry Riesling, Grüner Veltliner, or Albarino. The trick is that if the wine is bright, dry, and mouth-watering, it will continue to open up your appetite, she says. And you can serve these wines throughout the meal. McCoy leans toward Pinot Grigio from the French region of Alsace. It's a popular option with good texture. For red, think light and crisp. Pinot Noir is my Swiss Army knife. Solve every problem. Red varietal, Isle says. Scharnagel and McCoy agree, and McCoy also likes Gamay, the grape used to make Beaujolais. The common denominator here is lightness, Isle says. I look at it this way. You'll be eating a giant meal and probably going into a food coma afterward. Why drink something heavy? He says. Still, if you know your Uncle Roy prefers a stick-to-the-ribs red, Scharnagel says, then Grenache and Zinfandel will also work with the meal. Don't assume pricier is better. Watching your bottom line? Consider a good boxed wine, like Bota Box, which contains the equivalent of 4 bottles and typically runs around $20. Decant it into a pretty carafe and watch your guests enjoy every sip. If you feel comfortable paying $15 to $20 a bottle, there's a huge amount of good wine out there in that price range, Isle says. But don't be shy about asking for tips at your favorite wine shop. And stock up. McCoy recommends having 1 bottle for every 3 drinkers, but adjust based on your gathering. If your event starts at noon and ends after 3 rounds of feasting, you may want a couple of extra bottles on hand. Are you a guest? Yay! Consider bringing more than 1 bottle to show your host just how grateful you are. And from that Celebrate magazine, the ultimate Thanksgiving playlist. Cue up these playlists while you're prepping and dancing in the kitchen, cleaning up before and after the party, and during the main event. First, prep and pep tunes. I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. We Are Family, Sister Sledge. Wow, some of these are old classics. One More Time by Daft Punk. All Night Long, All Night by Lionel Richie. Ooh, Ooh, Child by the 5 Stair Steps. That really goes back. Ain't Too Proud to Beg, The Temptations. Hungry Like a Wolf, Duran Duran. Your Love Keeps Lifting Me, Higher and Higher, Jackie Wilson. That was also a Rita, what was her last name? I can't remember. Coolidge, Rita Coolidge. Lean on Me, Bill Withers. Dancing Queen by ABBA. That gets me going. 9 to 5, Dolly Parton. Express Yourself, Charles Wright. Groove Is in the Heart by Dee Light. Feel It Still, Portugal, The Man. I'm Coming Out, Diana Ross. Cruise by Florida Georgia Line. Where's the Party, Madonna. Let's Go Crazy, Prince and the Revolution. And Happy by Pharrell Williams. Then your dinner time melodies. Family Table by Zac Brown Band. It Don't Have to Change by John Legend. These Are Days, 10,000 Maniacs. Harvest Moon, Neil Young. Autumn in New York, Billie Holiday. Sweet Potato Pie by James Taylor. Put a Little Love in Your Heart, Al Green and Annie Lennox. Take Me Home, Country Roads, a John Denver standard. Coming Home, Leon Bridges. Crowded Table, The Highwaymen. Don't Know Why, a Nora Jones piece. Heavenly Day, Patty Griffin. Our House, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Don't Blink, Kenny Chesney. Dreams, Fleetwood Mac. Gravity by John Mayer. Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Ray. And You Are the Best Thing by Ray LaMontagna. and some cleanup jams. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Michael Jackson. Washing Dishes by Jack Johnson. Our House, Madness. Truckin' by the Grateful Dead. Closing Time, Semisonic. Taking Care of Business, Bachman Turner Overdrive. Don't Stop the Music, Rihanna. Send Me on My Way by Rusted Root. Edge of the Edge by Panda Bear and Peter Kember. Starting Over, Chris Stapleton. Dance to the Music, Sly and the Family Stone. Hold On, Alabama Shakes. I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles, The Proclaimers. Handle with Care, The Traveling Wilburys. Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen. And Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. And from Celebrate, Self-Care, Keep Calm and Press Play. Take a breather and treat yourself to one of these satisfying podcasts. Every family CEO, that's Chief Entertainment Officer, deserves a little vacay during the busy holiday season. Next time you have a few minutes or an afternoon to yourself, check out one of these popular podcasts. There's something for everyone, whether you want a hearty laugh or a moment of self-reflection. As you sip your coffee, relish a bite of something sweet, or just sit still. Just for fun, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. It's no surprise that Conan O'Brien is a superb podcast host. His comedic chops and interview skills shine in hilarious and meaningful conversations with guests like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Billie Eilish, and Michelle Obama. Every Outfit, the podcast, this smart, snarky gabfest evolved out of an Instagram account detailing every outfit on Sex and the City. Here, the two hosts dissect not just fashion, but the wider world of celebrity and pop culture while catching boozy brunch vibes. About parenting, here's two. The Mom Hour. In 650-plus episodes and counting, Megan Francis and Sarah Powers, who have 8 kids between them, combine warmth, humor, and practical advice on every possible topic. Mom shaming, sleep deprivation, potty training, puberty, and much more. And another, Good Inside. Clinical psychologist and mom of 3, Becky Kennedy, PhD, addresses tough issues like tantrums, navigating kids' friendships, and the emotional lives of teenagers, all in under 30 minutes. True Crime. This one, Up and Vanished. Each season of the investigative series focuses on a missing person's cold case. Season 1, about former pageant queen Tara Grinstead, resulted in new leads and arrests. Season 4 covers the trial of one of these suspects. Another podcast on true crime, Ridiculous Crime. It's true crime without the gore. This pod, which promises to be 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous, reveals outlandish capers, heists, cons, and lively banter between the two hosts. And for your mind, we have 3 podcasts. Happier, Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, that's R-U-B-I-N, is on a mission. She and her co-host and sister, Elizabeth Kraft, share small but meaningful ways to find more joy in our daily lives. We Can Do Hard Things. The raw energy and vulnerability found in Glennon Doyle's bestseller, Untamed, prevails here. I'll spell Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, prevails here as she's joined by her wife, soccer star Abby Wambach, and sister Amanda to talk honestly about the hard. Their candid, funny exchanges on tough topics are life-affirming. And the last one, Meditation Minis, led by hypnotherapist Shell Hamilton. These weekly 10-minute guided meditations will help you relieve anxiety, overcome negative thinking, reduce stress, and feel a bit calmer. From Good Housekeeping, Double Apple Baked Oatmeal. Active time is 30 minutes, total time an hour and 25 plus cooling. We need 6 tablespoons olive oil, plus more for greasing, 4 cups old-fashioned rolled oats, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/8 teaspoon ground cloves, 4 large eggs, 1¾ cups unsweetened applesauce, 1¾ cups milk, 1/3 cup pure maple syrup, 1 tablespoon grated fresh ginger, 1 tablespoon pure vanilla extract, 1 cup raw pecans chopped and divided, 3 small Gala or Braeburn apples cored and cut into 1/2-inch pieces, about 3½ cups. Heat oven to 375 and lightly oil a 9 by 13-inch baking dish. In a large bowl, stir together oats, baking powder, cinnamon, nutmeg, salt, and cloves. In a second large bowl, whisk eggs until no streaks remain. Add applesauce, milk, maple syrup, ginger, vanilla, and 6 tablespoons oil, and whisk until combined. Add dry ingredients to the bowl and stir until just combined. Reserve 1/3 cup chopped pecans for topping and fold remaining into the batter along with the chopped apples. Spread batter in a pan in an even layer. Scatter reserved pecans on top and bake in the top third of the oven until fully set and the edges begin to brown, 45 to 55 minutes. Let cool for 10 minutes before serving. And this serves 10 to 12, so if you're having a bunch of people for Thanksgiving, there's breakfast. To make a head, cool and cut into individual portions, then wrap separately and freeze. Thaw overnight in the refrigerator, unwrap, then microwave in a bowl until heated through, 45 to 60 seconds. From Good Housekeeping, we have 2 easy weeknight recipes. First, a meatless main dish, butternut squash mac and cheese. Active and total time are just 30 minutes. Cook 12 ounces of medium shell pasta per package directions. Reserve 1/2 cup of the pasta cooking water, then drain the pasta. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large skillet on medium. Add 1 small onion, finely chopped, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt, kosher salt, and pepper. Cook covered, stirring occasionally until tender, 8 to 10 minutes. Stir in 1 clove of garlic, finely chopped. Cook 1 minute. Sprinkle with 1 tablespoon all-purpose flour and cook, stirring 1 minute. Carefully add 1 15-ounce can of butternut squash and 1/2 teaspoon salt and cook, stirring occasionally until slightly thickened, 5 to 7 minutes. Whisk in 3/4 cup whole milk and bring to a simmer. Whisk in 2 ounces cream cheese, about 1/4 cup, at room temperature, and 1/8 teaspoon each cayenne pepper and grated nutmeg. Add 6 ounces extra sharp cheddar cheese and 4 ounces of Gruyere cheese, both coarsely grated, and stir until melted and smooth. Remove from heat and toss with pasta, adding 1 tablespoon pasta water at a time to loosen the sauce to the desired consistency. Serve sprinkled with toasted panko and chopped parsley. And this serves 4. Another easy dinner, protein-packed smoky chicken thighs on baby romaine. I will say this is a very pretty and colorful looking dish. Active time and total time, 20 minutes, plus there is marinating time. In a medium bowl, whisk together 1/3 cup each, fresh lemon juice and olive oil, 3 large cloves of garlic grated, 1½ teaspoons smoked paprika, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Transfer 1/4 cup dressing to resealable bag. Add 4 5-ounce boneless, skinless chicken thighs and marinate 30 minutes to 2 hours. Reserve remaining dressing. Heat 2 teaspoons oil in a large skillet on medium. Season chicken with 1/4 teaspoon salt and cook until golden brown, 4 to 5 minutes per side. Transfer to a cutting board, sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon smoked paprika, and slice. Into the reserved dressing, toss 1 pint of cherry tomatoes cut in half, 2 jarred peppercini peppers, sliced, and 1/4 cup of flat leaf parsley, chopped. Tear 3 slices of sourdough bread, which have been toasted, into bite-sized pieces and scatter over 4 heads of baby romaine or little gem lettuce, halved or quartered if large. Top with tomato mixture, 1 avocado diced, and the sliced chicken. And this says that it serves 4 as well. From Real Simple, crusts that crush. We love homemade crusts on our pies, but if you just can't, we get it and enthusiastically endorse store-bought. To help you pick the best option, we tested a bunch of nationally available crusts. 2 favorites came out on top. First, a ready-to-fill kind that comes with its own little foil pan under it. Holy Wholesome's organic traditional 9-inch pie crust from $6.30 for 2 are convenient, vegan, and almost cookie-like. The texture is more sandy than flaky. Also, that pretty crimping totally holds up in the oven. Find them in the freezer section at Whole Foods Market and other natural food stores. And a ready-to-unroll version? If you want to crimp the edges yourself, go with the frozen Trader Joe's pie crusts, $4.50 for 2. These buttery, tender crusts look and taste close to homemade. Make sure they're room temperature before unrolling them. If yours still rip, smoosh the dough together with your hands or a rolling pin. From Real Simple, some more cocktail time with bourbon. I did one last week. The Boulevardier. This makes 1 cocktail, Boulevardier. Stir together 1.5 ounces or 3 tablespoons bourbon, 3/4 ounce or 1.5 tablespoons Campari, and 3/4 ounce or 1.5 tablespoon sweet vermouth in a rocks glass over ice. Garnish with an orange twist. Ooh, that one's going to be potent. And a maple old fashioned. This makes 1 cocktail as well. Stir together 2 ounces or 1/4 cup of bourbon, 1/4 ounce or 1.5 teaspoons of maple syrup, and 3 dashes of orange bitters in a rocks glass over ice, preferably 1 big cube. Garnish with an orange twist and some freshly grated nutmeg. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen to us next time. We hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.